This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. A task force in Dallas has spent the last month in a series of public meetings trying to figure out what to do with Confederate monuments and symbols. A statue of Robert E. Lee has already been removed, and the park where it sat has been renamed. Statues and school and park names are also being debated across North Texas. Francis Cudjoe Waters chairs the Dallas Confederate Monuments Task Force. The group unveiled its recommendations this week. Francis Cudjoe Waters, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's start with a part of this that got national attention. The Robert E. Lee statue from Oak Lawn is in storage now. You also recommended that the Confederate monument be removed from Pioneer Cemetery outside the convention center. But you want them preserved in a museum. If people see these as symbols of racial hatred, why not just destroy them all?
The monuments have become proxy for so many other feelings and emotions on both sides. And I wanted us to have a conversation about three things. What is the role of art? What is the role of art and historic monument in the public square in particular? Mm-hmm. And then finally, what are our values as a city for Dallas? Who do we want to be? We felt that destruction was not necessarily the answer, but we were hoping for a greater conversation in Dallas. So we wanted them placed someplace where there could be some kind of context mm-hmm. and educational discussion. So there was a really good article a couple of years ago in the Dallas Morning News where the writer argued that a Hitler statue in the public square is doing something very different than, say, a Hitler statue in a Holocaust museum.
One of the visceral reactions people had when the Lee sculpture was taken down was the cost. That was estimated, I think, about $400,000. Mm-hmm. The cost of renaming a street. How did your task force take on this cost issue?
Well, there were actually, we found through the research, 21 streets in the city of Dallas that had names that were linked to the Confederacy. We decided that we would recommend that just three of those names, which we thought were the most egregious and most easily recognizable and connected to the Confederacy, be changed. The cost for each of the three streets was actually less than $1,600 each. So first of all, it was very low. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I think that we choose what we think is worth changing. Dallas changes street names for other reasons. Riverfront was just changed,
right?
So,
right.
I mean, so it's funny. It sort of depends on what your ideology is. So what happens is when you have this ideology of wanting to preserve the Confederacy, all of a sudden it's all about cost. But there were no protests over Riverfront being changed.
Right.
No one said, oh, my goodness, the poor business owner is going to have to change their name. Oh, my gosh. We become really concerned about cost when we care about the politics of it.
The folks from the public who spoke at the task force meetings were overwhelmingly opposed to removing these monuments, 70%, in fact, from the stats that the task force published. The mayor and city council members got huge floods of mail, email, and calls along the same line. Why did the task force go in the other direction?
There were a number of people who felt very strongly in the other direction about what they wanted for Dallas, but they just didn't show up to yell. Mm-hmm. And scream. Sometimes, especially in certain communities, there might be a tendency to be frustrated and to talk amongst yourselves, but not necessarily to be as vocal publicly.
Right.
And I know the conversations that many have had, but they aren't always represented as fully as they could be.
It's interesting the approach that the task force takes on Fair Park, because it's very different than the monuments. There are a number of references and artworks and things in Fair Park that point to the Confederacy. Why treat that so differently?
Fair Park has National Historic Monument status. That's something that does not exist for the other two. And it represented the history of Texas in some important ways. I think that for a number of reasons, it was decided that what needed to happen there was not so much to remove all of that, but to add context to what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So during the centennial, we also had this amazing Hall of Negro Life mm-hmm. that was there. It got destroyed the next year.
36 was the expo that was there, destroyed the
it
next year.
It had national acclaim. You can look in historical files. But this is the idea. There was a Hall of Negro Life that had great acclaim. It was destroyed. Not surprisingly, during that time frame.
Right.
So those who keep talking about not wanting to erase history, it's amazing because, well, you don't mind erasing certain parts of history. What we want is the full history told.
Do you feel like the city has truly faced its racial past?
I think the answer has got to be no, because we don't even know it. The bombings in certain black neighborhoods that most people don't even know exist. So I think the first step to facing our history is to know it. Let's talk about what happened and think about how we move forward. I think there's a willingness to have the conversation. I'm hoping that we figure out a way to have constructive solutions made now so that my children don't have to deal with this in 15 or 20 years and my grandchildren are not having the same fears and concerns.
Frances Cudjoe Waters, chair of the Dallas Task Force on Confederate Monuments, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.